Let's give Karen a hand.
Thanks. you might notice there are a lot of people here wearing a Rise Up shirt this morning. These are our students who went to camp, and then we have a couple who are incognito this morning. Be sure the ones that aren't sharing this morning, maybe talk to them during the potluck or after service. Ask them about their experience, because for a lot of them it's very uncomfortable. Well, it's actually for all of us, it's pretty uncomfortable to get up front and share. So I'm going to ask those that are sharing this morning to come on up, including our leaders that were at camp. And we're going to actually ask little Brian to go first, because this guy is working in Kids Zone today, which we're very grateful for. Most of our students are working in some capacity serving either this church or Hillside Church or the community in general. So Brian is hiding a little bit behind me here, but he's going to share. Each person up here is just going to share a little bit about their camp experience, and then we're going to show you a slideshow for some of the things that maybe don't make sense. They might come together in pictures. So, little Brian.
My favorite thing at camp was Color Wars. Color Wars is we made tie-dye t-shirts, but in a different way than normal.
And little Brian, we're sending you off to go work in Kids Zone. Thank you so much. All right. We're very fortunate every year Kennedy shares with us, and we always love to hear what Kennedy has to say. So, Kennedy.
Hi, I'm Kennedy, and this year was my third year going to camp. First, I would like to say that camp truly is a priceless experience, and I would like to thank our youth leaders and everyone here who participate in the fundraising events that make camp possible for all of the kids. My first year when I went to camp, I was not very in touch with my faith. I'd gone to church and all of that, but I didn't really feel it. That year, camp started a fire in my heart and led me down a new road alongside God that would change my life. Last year, I went more knowing what to expect, and I really focused on listening to God, pushing myself to talk to other people from other churches, to develop relationships, and to make people more comfortable showing their love for Him. And this year, outside of camp, I had a particularly challenging year because it was my first year going into high school from a pretty small school. And I was really excited to go to camp this year because I wanted to reconnect with God and let Him fill my heart with peace and kind of just like get away from everything. Camp provides so many opportunities and offers teens so much, whether it be their relationship with God, their relationship with their cabin and their team, or the experience of competing against other teams and in the process becoming closer to God through memory verses and et cetera. If there's anyone here who is eligible to go to camp next year who hasn't gone already, I urge you to go because you won't regret it, and it really is an amazing experience. So.
Thank you, Kennedy. And then who did we want to be next? Okay, all right. I'm pretty sure most of us have met Cindy. If you don't know Cindy, Cindy's the youth director for Hillside Church. Something that's a little unique about our youth group is that we collaborate with another church in our community, and our two churches pour into one youth group. We actually collaborate with a couple of churches. We work with Church on the Rock for certain events, and we try, it's not a come to our youth group, it's a get involved in a youth group. We want our students to be connected and serving the community, serving their church, whether it's with us or other people. We see the bigger picture of being a community of people who just want to love others. So we're very fortunate that we get to work with Cindy and Kyler and Jacob's here this morning as well. And we're all kind of coming from different stages and areas of life and pouring into these people because we just love them so much. So Cindy's the youth director for Hillside, and she was a counselor this year.
And it was my third year at this particular camp as well. As a teenager, I went to every single camp that I possibly could, sixth grade through super senior. And I got to tell you, it's actually more fun to be a counselor, so that's saying a lot. I get the opportunity to share someone else's story, too, a little bit, because this year at camp, my very, very favorite thing was that I actually got to baptize my youngest sister there, and she's right there because I'm going to embarrass her because she didn't want to come up here. So... But she very generously let me read her testimony that she filled out. Very abridged. I grew up in a Christian family that often couldn't make it to church, but was and is dedicated to God. I've always known God loves me and has saved me, but as I grew, I never really felt as though I could rely on God. I thought this life was my responsibility. Others suffer fighting for God every day. Why wouldn't I have to sacrifice anything? I thought. But I'm beginning to understand that even though I'm terrified, even though I'm weak, God will meet me where I am. So I don't have to feel afraid or ashamed in his presence. I don't have to know how to serve because he will show me. So I feel ready to commit and trust God completely. Naomi. And then for a little bit of my experience, one of our speakers there shared the verse, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's Matthew 6:33. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably found that you don't learn new things that you've never heard very often. It's not like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that God wanted me to be patient. I've been a Christian for 20 years, and this is the first time this has ever been told to me. But you will find that you learn the same things more deeply. You can spend years learning what honesty is or how humility works, and you can spend your entire life learning what love is. The thing that I've been learning is the concept of me not getting to have a roadmap to life. The common question that I heard this year at camp from the students was, yeah, I have this really awful situation, but what do I do? They all wanted kind of instructions, and this was my question as well. There was this incredible burden, the need to get it right and to have a plan so perfect that it would fix everything. And that was clearly what God wanted, right? I came across this quote this week. Perfectionism is a seductive idea. It's very attractive to think that you can live in a way that you can be above criticism or judgment. Unknown. You will absolutely mess up. I will absolutely mess up, both from things in my control and things outside of my control. That's already taken into account in the grand scheme of things. God already knows what you need and knows that you will need correction when you waver, comfort when you have regret, and encouragement to try again. And it turns out that it may not be your job to fix everything around you. And so what do we do? Seek first Jesus, and God will take care of the rest. And just keep on showing up. One of the things I also love about our youth group and our leadership team is that we have kind of a broad demographic of ages. Most youth leaders are in their 20s, and usually youth leaders, the like ministry span of a youth leader is about a year and a half. So something unique about our youth ministry is we've got Jacob, who's in his early 20s. Cindy is in her mid-20s. And then Ezra and I, I'm 39 and Ezra's 41, so we're spanning the 30s and 40s. And then Miss Diane, this was her first year. She's stepped into youth ministry with us. And do you want to tell us, Miss Diane? We had a conversation about age at camp and that we're not shy about age, right? Yeah. Yep, and we're very fortunate that our students are learning from a broad spectrum of ages and stages in life and experiences, and we're learning from them, they're learning from us, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing that we've gotten. Miss Diane actually came up to camp. She hiked those hills. She, you know, watched us play those games, and by us, I mean the kids. I didn't play any of the games. I took pictures. And Miss Diane's going to share with us a little bit about her experience.
Well, you know, you have to have the Old Testament and the New Testament, okay? So I'm the Old Testament. But anyways, hey, we can't do without each other's, guys, okay? And I just wanted to say this real quickly. It was very, 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 very humbling experience. I came from a Pentecostal church and with our youth, but this was the first time ever in the environment that we were in, beautiful, just beautiful, perfect for the children to swim and whatever. But I was so blessed. Thank you, Cindy, again, and Karen and Ezra and all of you for just giving me heads up on what took place there, how to do this. I mean, every step of the way, even if they were impatient, they did it, okay? But I was so honored to be in worship with all of these young people. One little boy sitting next to me, he was just sobbing. And I looked back and I said, are you okay? And I knew the Holy Spirit was working in him. And I said, how old are you? And he said, I'm 12. And I'm going to tell you young people something. You're never too young for God to call you. You're never too young for God to call you. All you need to do is answer. All you need to do is answer. And I'm going to tell you something very quickly. You parents out there, parents, dads, moms, grandparents, step into your children's lives. Rise up and step into your children's lives. Because if you're even outside of your family, inside of your family, get involved with them and let them know you love them. They're going to do everything right? No. No. But that's where God is testing your patience. We're always being tested, you guys. And most of the time we're telling people stuff. It's tests is for you. But I thank God for the experience I had. I thank God for you inviting me. I was just blown away. I go, what? Okay. So this is my calling. Jesus is first. Family is big in my life. Family. Other people's families. And dads outside of the family, inside the family, rise up. Take your places. Moms, dad, grandparents, parents, and take your places in your children's life. They need you.
Thank you. All right, and Ezra over here, my husband. We've been working in youth ministry together for 19 years.
So camp has a special place in my heart, and what it's one of the things that kind of brought me into youth ministry that I didn't think that was going to be the thing. When I was in high school and middle school, I was just like, this is a place where the most fun is happening, so I'm going to be there, kind of a thing. I went as a sixth grader in 1989. And then I kept going every single year. I didn't miss a year through my senior year. They kind of bent the rules for me. I could be a junior counselor and then co-counselor. This is my 29th year at camp. I'm kind of a record holder in that way. But it's also my 12th year as a counselor. And I've seen camp change a lot, you know, through all the different generations of the way that people do ministry. And the one thing that never changes is God's love and how he meets you when you take away all the distractions that your normal life has. And it really just kind of smacks you a little bit where you're like, whoa, this is a big deal. God is real. God is moving. And it gives you kind of these goosebumps and these funny feelings that you're not used to feeling, because a lot of us have a sort of a spiritual routine if you go to church and you just kind of know what to expect. And a lot of times we don't come to church ready to be changed or expecting to be changed. And we do that at camp. So it's a good kind of test, you know, and as a teen, that's something that's really been a big deal in my life. So it's been a while since I've been a counselor, because this is only my second year back after about 8 years of doing video production and all that kind of stuff. And so it's an adjustment. You know, I was with Kyler co-counseling in a cabin with seven middle schoolers, and six middle schoolers and one new high schooler. So there was some challenges with that, as you could probably imagine. It was all our own guys. Yeah, some of them. Yeah. I mean, some of you parents, you've got an amen just kind of under the surface. You're like praying for me. Okay. But being in that cabin every single day, you see a change where we go from just trying to find our place in the pecking order. I don't know what you call it, but everyone's just kind of bumping against each other, the rough edges. And then as we get time worshiping together, we're doing games, we're doing all these kind of things that was really building us as a team. We learn to understand each other's boundaries and what we can deal with, and also to listen to each other and share with each other. And one of the things that I really appreciated about Kyler's role in the cabin was just kind of redirecting a lot of their attention when they kind of were maybe a little bit abusive toward each other. All cabins kind of have a different sort of environment, and so he, you know, there was a lot of jokes and funny stuff that happened. One of the things I did want to, I've got like too many notes for the time that I've got, but so one of the most impactful experiences for me that I just want to point out was in the last service, on the very last day, we all get together and we do a communion service. And a lot of you guys have experienced communion, you know what that's about, you know, the bread and the juice. But at camp, we do the communion, we pass out the bread and dip it in the cup and do that in the traditional way. But then afterwards, we have all this bread left over, and they say, you know, you've done what you need to be right with God and to that's what this this ceremony is for. But I wanted your minds to be called to where you're not right with your brothers and sisters in Christ. There's people in this room that during camp, during games, some people have maybe hurt each other's feelings or kind of rubbed each other the wrong way. And so they invited them to come and take a piece of bread and present it to someone that they wanted to ask for forgiveness for something they've done. And when you see a bunch of teenagers that have previously been kind of abusive to each other verbally or whatever, just presenting bread to each other, tears streaming down their face, and hugging, it's not just hearing and being educated on the gospel, it's seeing it lived out. And there's no greater sermon than seeing someone listen and apply the word of God in a way that is tangible.
Again, we want to thank all of you here who've been so faithful and diligent in supporting the youth ministry, whether it be through prayer, which is vital, and that's really what keeps us all fueled, and also through your financial gifts, getting our counselors to camp. I don't know if you know, not only do our counselors take a week off of work, but they also pay to go. So, and we're all volunteers. All of us are volunteers in youth ministry. And your prayers, your support, your financial gifts, they really carried a long way. We had 23 students go to camp. We had 5 leaders go to camp. And Gideon and Eden, who are my 2 little kids. They're little, like, junior, you know, they're my tag-alongs. And what's that? Campers in training. They're pretty well trained. They've been going their whole lives. But to have these students there, of the 23 that went, we have actually 3 students that are former Edgewater attendees, Rance, Heidi, Taylor, you may remember them, and also we have Ari. She used to also come here. They always, every year, they call us up or they say, hey, don't forget to tell me about camp. They come up with us every year, and there's a little bit of a bittersweet feeling because they actually are going into their senior year, so next year at camp is actually going to be their last year at camp with us, except, you know, we're, of course, praying that they'll do the whole junior leader thing. Of the 23 that we brought, 20 of those students that are our regular youth group attendees all got scholarships, all 20 of our regular youth group. And it's because of the generosity of you guys. And it had, like you've heard, it had a huge impact. Getting them there is so, so important. And we have many, many families who are sending multiple children. I know that Thompson send 3 kids. We send 3 kids. JD and Jonathan, 2 kids. You know, there's multiple families who have multiple children, and the cost of camp can be so painful, but families know, and the students know that have been there, that this is so crucial. It's, you know, we all think about when we're sick, we need to go to the doctor, but sometimes we don't think about our spiritual, emotional health, and this is really a time of just kind of being more vulnerable and exposing yourself, especially after being in a cabin with each other for like 4 or 5 days. Everybody's tired. They're exhausted. Like, talk about being vulnerable. They are vulnerable. And sometimes our ugly side will start showing. And God will really work on that and get to you and show you, you know, where you really need to let him in, because, man, what we're doing on our own is not good enough. So we really want to thank you for your continued prayer, your continued support. We've got a year before the next time, but we're going to be saving up starting, you know, 2 weeks ago. So just keep that in your minds, in your hearts, and be sure to ask any one of these students about camp and their experience. Like I said, some of them didn't want to share this morning, and that's, well, they do want to share, but not up here, and that's okay. We have a slideshow for you. While the slideshow's going, we're going to pass around our offering. So I'm just going to pray for offering, and then we'll start up the slideshow. So, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you for what you've done in the hearts of everybody here and what you're continuing to do in hearts. I just praise you and thank you for the generosity of the people here and those not here this morning, God. I just pray that you bless this offering. And I pray that it would be used to do your will, to further your kingdom. And may all the glory and honor be brought to you, Lord. Amen.
So there's another thing that I forgot to share about that was also a huge highlight for me as a counselor. When I was, we had an opportunity for some kids to be baptized, but there was also an opportunity for those kids who had already accepted Christ, already been baptized. Over the years, kids were just like, well, I don't know what else to do. I feel like I should be baptized again. So as leaders, we're like, okay, well, you just kind of kept growing. But they had a new new ceremony for the people who wanted to recommit their lives to Christ, who knew that they'd kind of walked away from the path. But before I talk about that, I want to say that one of the highlights for Kyler and I was when Keith invited us to baptize him in the lake. He'd been baptized as a baby, but he just from some of the stuff that he learned at camp, he was just thinking like, I feel like I need to be baptized when it's my own choice to say this is what I believe. And I'm so proud of Keith for making that decision, and so honored that Kyler and I got to baptize him in the lake. And so there was a lot of teens that felt called to recommit their lives to Christ. And so what they were asked to do was to take a smooth stone and to think about what it was that had distracted them, what it was that they had been focusing on that wasn't God, you know, this year, and to write a word that represented that thing that kind of helped them trip up. And then they were to bring that rock with them to the baptism ceremony as we're all at the side of the lake watching the sunset. And after the baptisms were done, everyone's cheering and excited about the decisions that teens made. A prayer was said, and then all of the teens together who'd made that decision threw their rocks at the same time into the lake with the things that held them back, the things that were weighing them down. And it was a really strong, you know, powerful moment to just see all of these teens. I would say probably the majority of teens said, I need to get right with God. I need to recommit. And that was awesome to see. And then later, after the last ceremony, there were other teens, a smaller group of teens, who answered a call when they said, I feel called into ministry. You know, and that could look like it could be a formal vocational ministry, or it could be, you know, I feel called to just dedicate my life to ministry, whether it's in the church or, you know, in a bivocational sort of way. And that was exciting, too, to be there with them. So some of these teens, they went up there for these things. They threw this rock. They made these commitments, but then you ask them about it, and they're like, I don't want to stand in front of people. But pull it out of them. You know, just ask them, say, did you make a decision? Did you do something? And what does that mean to you? Because the verbal expression of our faith is a very essential part of the practicing of our faith. Some of our beliefs are not really, exercised until they're shared with others. This is not meant to just be internal. It's an outward expression of what's going on inside. And this is something that we're called to do as teens or as adults. It's something that I believe we're called to do, and I also believe that it makes God smile. So make him smile with your actions.
As we prepare to sing our closing song, I want to say a special word to our youth. Those of you who have gone to camp, or perhaps not this year, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. When I was 15, I made a similar commitment like some of you made. And I committed my life to serve God in any way, and I had never been up front before. Some of you have a story, and you were a little bit nervous to come up here and to share it, and that's okay. I was too at 15, and now I'm here today only by the grace of God. You never know the path that God has you on, and that path might have already started, and you aren't even aware of it yet. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, because you are surrounded by God and his love. Lean into that.